Today, organizations are investing heavily in new technologies, from generative AI to VR workplaces. Despite these advances, over 75% of IT projects still fail, especially in the post-pandemic era. Why? Because we often overlook the human side, how users adapt to these changes. Our research tackles this issue head-on. We examine how managers can better support employees in adapting to new technologies, not just during rollout, but both before and after implementation and across different usage contexts. To do this, we develop a 2x2 coping framework. It considers two stages, pre and post implementation, and two contexts, mandatory versus voluntary use. This framework helps identify which interventions work best and when. We tested this model in two field studies. In a mandatory context, we examined how police officers in Asia adapted to a new command system. In a voluntary context, we studied university students in Asia choosing to use Microsoft 365 instead of their regular webmail. Using structural modeling, we analyzed how different management interventions, like training, user participation, feedback handling, and procedural fairness, shape user beliefs about usefulness and ease of use of the new technology. These beliefs, in turn, influence usage behavior, user satisfaction, and performance. Our findings confirm that time and context matter. Before rollout, training and user participation help reduce uncertainty. After rollout, feedback handling and procedural fairness support continued adaptation. In mandatory setting, users tend to cope communally. They benefit most from structured training, timely feedback, and trusting usefulness of the new technology. In voluntary setting, users rely more on individual coping. Here, early involvement, perceived fairness, and ease of use make a bigger difference. Why is it important? Our research extends existing theories by showing that coping styles and user beliefs shift over time and depend on usage context. Importantly, we highlight the role of contextual voluntariness. Whether users are required or choose to use the new technology in shaping their response. So what can managers do? Tailor your interventions. In mandatory context, invest in training and feedback system, in building trust and foster communal coping. In voluntary context, engage users early and ensure the change process feels fair. The bottom line is, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. But with a stage-specific and context-aware strategy, organizations can expect to improve technology adoption, reduce techno stress and resistance, and help users get real value from using new technologies.